Everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Membership IQ. This is where you tune in for strategies on how to grow membership. And this is an extremely raw conversation. This is not scripted. It's very much just me getting in front of a camera and talking to you off the cuff about a topic that that has to do with membership. Kind of unplanned. In fact, it is so authentic that you will see in this shot today, if you're watching this on video, a stack of stuff that is crowding into my space where I record. And I walked into my studio this morning thinking I'm going to record a podcast. And I found a stack of my daughter's stuff in my office that is crowding into my space where I record. Why? Because she just moved home from college and there's just stacks of stuff everywhere. And gee, mom will put it away or, my office, my studio is on the way to our storage space in our home. And sometimes it just gets full of stuff I don't want to be here. And I thought, I'm going to turn this into a membership lesson because we're dealing as associations with a lot of stuff right now that's unexpected. And sometimes it feels like it's crowding in and it's suffocating us and it's change and it's disruption and it is heavy emotional stuff. I have two daughters in college right now, one who attended college this year as a freshman, and she attended early. We weren't expecting her to go to college at the age of 15, but she did. She's very bright, but that has introduced a whole heck of a lot of unexpected change in our household. And add in all this happening in society, it's just a very disruptive era to be living through. Sometimes we can't predict change. Other times we very much can, but we resist change. What I've learned is that there are different approaches to change. And depending on the approach to change, is really an indicator of how successful an organization will be during the change as well as following the change. So in my research, I've learned there's really three responses to change. One is that ostrich mentality. I believe I've shared this with you in a previous podcast, but it's that I'm just going to pretend like change isn't happening. And this is predicted to be about 80% of natural responses to change in organizations. That desire that, please just let things go back to normal. I'm going to pretend this isn't happening. And then there is the explosive response to change that let's change everything. We gotta make change happen. And it's kind of a chaotic, crazed, knee-jerk response to change. And a lot of change happens in a short period of time, and then people quickly get burned out and they're like, you know what, this is overrated. Let's just go back to doing things the way we've always done them. And the third response to change is really what's referred to as the change maker mentality. That's the zone we really need to be living in right now. And the change maker mentality is very strategic about change, very mindful about their approach to change, and they embrace the idea of change. How do you get to a change maker mentality? Well, the organizations and leaders that do this really exceptionally well are those that are able to answer this question, why do we need to change? Not only that, why do we need to change, but why do we need to change right now? Why is it an imperative? They're able to answer that without hesitation, very eloquently, They're able to rally their team behind why change is needed and even get team way in, getting the team to respond and answer that for themselves, why the organization needs to change, getting their thoughts and perspectives on it. And then they are able to go to the masses, the members, sponsors, and others, and talk about, we are on a mission to change, and here is why. And here is why we need to do it now, and here's why we need your support, and how to get involved in the change. The other question that they're able to answer, it's not just about why change, but it's also how. How the heck are we going to change? So here's what happens in so many organizations. They either have that ostrich mentality, or they say, yeah, we're going to change. We're going to change. We need change. We need change. We need change. And you hear it over and over and over and over again. And you start to believe it. You start to believe it, but there's no action. There's no action behind it. So these organizations and leaders talk about change, man, they can talk a really good game, but when no change is happening, people get really disillusioned, disengaged, upset, and that spurs into negativity and decline. Decline in productivity, decline in interest, decline in engagement, decline in morale. Because people want to believe in your association. They want to believe in the team. They want to believe in the leader, and they want to believe in the mission. And if change is part of all of that, which, let's face it, in recent years, it's definitely been part of it. We can't ignore change anymore. It's all around us, much like these boxes are all around me. You have to face it. So how do you go from just talking about change and actually making change happen? You have to have those conversations internally about how much change are we willing to make? How much of our budget are we willing to put towards change? How much risk are we willing to take? Because if we just say, yeah, we're going to change, but then you start to get into the nitty-gritty of implementing the change, you run into roadblocks, you run into controversies and conflicts, and that stops the change dead in its tracks. So it's important that you have those conversations on the front end. Talk about, what's our strategy to change? Why do we need to change? Why right now? And how are we going to do it? And being mindful of it. One association comes to mind who did this exercise, and they actually talked about, we're going to be on this road to change over a period of time. So they reflected out several years and said, here's where we're at right now, but gosh, look, this is where we need to be, because this is where our market is going. And we understand that we've got to change, but we can't do it overnight. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to actually develop a strategy, a plan for every single year. There's going to be a kind of a mile marker on this journey. So we have to accomplish this, and then this, and then this, and then this, and that is going to ensure that we are strategic about change, that we are able to adjust to any risk and allocate budget and be very mindful about our journey. Other associations, maybe you don't want to do it over the course of several years. Maybe you need more rapid, urgent change. But nevertheless, you got to have a strategy, a roadmap. I recommend that you have those mile markers, whether they're for a year at a time or a month at a time, but making sure that you have a strategy, a plan for change. Also, we got to have the right attitude for change. We got to realize that change is an opportunity. Change is an opportunity to grow. In fact, I'm even going to go so far as to say, when crisis happens and things are happening outside of your control, and there's a lot of disruption occurring, that is an opportunity. That is a time when your association should be seeing exponential growth in membership. And I sometimes get pushback on that, but you got to remember that people join your association believing you can help them solve a problem. So when the marketplace experiences disruption and an increase in problems, that means the desire for solutions also increases. And that means that people scan the landscape and they start to ask themselves and do the research, who is leading the way? Who is the go-to resource? Who is providing the solution? That is why during pandemic, a lot of associations saw increased interest in membership. Now, whether they were able to actually keep members engaged might be a different story, but I'm sure that you had more people knocking on your door when pandemic occurred, because people are looking for that calm in the storm. They are looking for a safe haven, and your association can provide it. Don't underestimate your association's potential. And realize that in that time of freak out and crisis and change, if you just step back and manage it, it is an opportunity for your organization to evolve and to grow and to be even more meaningful than ever to your membership community. This is the Membership IQ, and I'm Sarah Slidek. Thanks for tuning in. Stay tuned for the next episode coming at you next week. You can read this. You can watch this. You can listen to this. We provide this podcast in all formats. And if you want to learn more, go to sarahslidek.com. Thanks.